Support is provided by the Red Stag Supper Club, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week and brunch on weekends, focusing on locally farmed ingredients and featuring a Friday night fish fry. RedStagSupperClub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, The English Language.
Trademark.
Part 1. Introducing for the first
time. Oh, excuse me.
Ew, do you need a tissue?
Yeah, sure. Hand me a Kleenex.
Trademark.
Here's a tissue.
Coming now.
Thanks, but, you know, a sneeze is the least of my worries.
What's up?
I was peeling these carrots to put in the Cuisinart.
Trademark.
And I cut my finger. Can you give me a Band-Aid?
Trademark.
Sure. I'm forgetting, though. Where do we keep the adhesive bandages?
Coming now.
They're in the drawer in the hall next to the scotch tape.
Trademark.
You know, that's kind of a deep cut. I think you might need stitches. Let's get you to a doctor. I'll phone Mike next door.
Oh, my iPhone is on the table over there.
He's not answering. I wonder what's going on.
You know, suddenly this hurts.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hello, Sophie. Sorry, I didn't hear you just then. I was finishing the hoovering.
Trademark.
Oh, no need to apologize. I never hear the phone when I'm using the vacuum.
Coming now.
What's going on?
Well, Harold cut himself while cutting vegetables, and I think he needs stitches. Hang on. I'll put him on.
Hey, Mike, can you take me to the doctor?
Sure. I'll pull up in front of your house and sound the klaxon.
Trademark.
Well, rather than honk your horn,
coming now.
Why don't you just tell me what your car looks like and I'll watch for it?
Oh, you've seen it. It's the gray Toyota.
Trademark.
This weekend next on Grammar Grader, we're going to be talking about words that seem to permeate our everyday language and writing. We're talking about trademark language. According to A Guide to Intellectual Property Protection, published by the Minnesota Department of Trade and Economic Development, a trademark is
a word, name, symbol, or device used by a manufacturer or merchant to identify his or her goods and distinguish them from others. Trademarks act as a source of origin for goods and services.
Trademarks, because they are used to describe products we use every day, naturally tend to pop up in our conversations and our writing. The Associated Press Stylebook advises writers to use generic equivalents unless the trademark name is essential to the story. To help us better understand trademark and the grammatical and legal rules surrounding them, we've invited Mitzi Gramling, Associate General Counsel at American Public Media, to join us in the studio this week. Welcome to Grammar Grader, Mitzi.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Now, starting off, have we got the definition right for trademark? What's your quick definition of it?
Well, you've got it absolutely right. The U.S. Copyright Office says that a trademark is a word, name, symbol, or device that's used in trade with goods to indicate the source of the goods and to distinguish them from the goods of others. However, one thing to keep in mind, and it's not in the definition, is that a trademark must be for a specific purpose. And the big case in this area was decided by the United States Supreme Court a number of years ago, and it's the Lexus case. There was the Lexus Auto made by Toyota, and the Lexus computerized legal research system by LexisNexis. And the two parties were arguing about it, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, no one's going to confuse a car with a computerized legal research system, and you can both use the name Lexus.
Okay, so in different categories, similar names can be used?
Yes.
And I guess that almost recalls the Apple Core versus Apple Computer case.
Absolutely.
Putting it in grammatical terms, Christopher Johnson, who's a linguist and the founder of a linguistic computing company called PhraseTrain, has written that trademarks are used as adjectives that modify nouns.
I think that's right. For example, one trademark owned by Gerber and Gerber is onesie, and it's a onesie baby clothing. Another is a Zamboni ice resurfacing machine, Kleenex tissue, Grammar Grader, the name of this podcast, is Grammar Grader podcast.
Okay, so Grammar Grader is an adjective that describes
the podcast. A couple of others that are interesting. Pilates is an exercise, and actually the company that created the name Pilates lost their trademark because it went into the public domain. They didn't police it. Yo-yo as a toy, yo-yo toy, is also a lost trademark.
Now, do you think some of these things too, like you mentioned yo-yo or Frisbee or Perspex or plexiglass. I mean, there's almost not a better word to describe these things.
Well, the party who created the trademark would say there is.
Okay. Now, sometimes people confuse the terms trademark and copyright. Can you explain the difference for us?
Sure. According to the U.S. Copyright Office, a copyright is a form of protection provided to authors of original works of authorship, including literary, dramatic, musical, artistic, and certain other intellectual works, both published and unpublished. And a really good example of the difference between a trademark and a copyright is the title of this podcast, Grammar Grader. That's subject to trademark, but the content of the podcast, what we're saying now, is subject to copyright.
Now, what should writers be aware of when using trademarks in their writing?
The owner of the trademark has exclusive right to use the trademark for the purposes set forth in the trademark application. Thus, make your use of trademarks, as the AP suggested in their style book, as limited as possible, or you run the risk of getting a cease and desist letter from the trademark owner. Ultimately, if you've used the trademark inappropriately and the trademark owner can prove that, you could end up paying the trademark owner beaucoup money.
Mitzi, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And I understand your husband's a listener as well.
He is a big fan. He's going to be thrilled that I'm on the show.
Mitzi Gramling will be joining us again next week as we continue our exploration of trademarks and their effect on the English language.
Hey, thanks for taking Harold to the doctor. How's he doing?
He's doing all right. He just needed a couple of stitches, and then they put on an elastoplast.
Trademark!
Nice. I straightened the kitchen while you were gone.
Wow, you even washed the dishes. Those look good. What kind of washing up liquid do you use?
It's called Restore.
Trademark!
But enough about that. Really, how's Harold?
Oh, he's doing fine. He's resting upstairs. The doctor said if he felt a little pain from the stitches, he could take a Tylenol.
Trademark!
That's good. Is he reading?
No, he was a little dizzy, but he's more than happy listening to the radio.
Oh, yeah? What's on?
Oh, A Prairie Home Companion.
Trademark!
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from A Guide to Intellectual Property Protection by the Minnesota Department of Trade and Economic Development, and from the Associated Press Stylebook, the letter of which can be found on publicradiomarket.org. Special thanks to Mitzi Gramling for joining us today, and thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Dale Connolly, Julia Schrenkler, and Ewan Kerr. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And this is just a reminder that June 30th marks the end of Minnesota Public Radio's budget year. Help us meet our year-end budget goal by making a tax-deductible donation at minnesotapublicradio.org.
English music, write your English music, run free.